Testivity Audio Course, Series 66, Module 20, Uniform Securities Act Prohibited Practices.
Provisions of the Uniform Securities Act make it unlawful for any person associated with any securities transaction to employ any device or scheme to defraud any person, make any false statement of material fact or omit material facts necessary to make an informed decision, engage in any act, practice, or course of business which operates as a fraud or a deceit upon any person, or engage in any unethical or dishonest business practice. While the Uniform Securities Act does name several specific offenses, it is written to be all-encompassing. Practices generally held to be fraudulent, unethical, or dishonest include engaging in a pattern of unjustifiable delays in delivery of securities purchased or proceeds from sale of securities, recommending the purchase or sale of a security without reasonable grounds to believe such recommendation is suitable after reasonable inquiry concerning the client's investment objectives, financial situation, and needs. When recommending securities or investment strategies, one must act in the best interest of the client. Recommending transactions which are excessive in size or frequency relative to the client's financial situation and resources. Note, excessive trading with no purpose other than to generate a commission is called churning and is unethical. Failing to disclose the existence of a sales load or contingent deferred sales load. Misuse of no-load terminology. If a mutual fund charges a 12b1 fee in excess of 0.25%, it may not be called a no-load fund. Failing to disclose breakpoint or letter of intent information, if applicable. Recommending that a customer purchase mutual fund shares from several different mutual fund families when they may qualify for a breakpoint or reduced sales charge by investing with the same fund family. Selling an amount of a mutual fund that just misses a reduced sales charge or breakpoint sale. Implying that the return of a mutual fund is comparable to that of a savings account or other bank deposit, without disclosing that the shares are not insured or otherwise guaranteed by FDIC or any other government agency. Guaranteeing a profit, a specific result, or against loss. Making predictions or projections of future performance. Note, there is a difference between predicting future results and illustrating mathematical principles such as compounding interest. Failing to provide a prospectus in a primary market transaction. Misleading customers as to their account status. To knowingly misstate the value or status of a client's account is unethical. Clients must be sent statements disclosing their account value and location at least quarterly. Soliciting orders for unregistered, non-exempt securities is unlawful. Sharing commissions with any person not properly licensed, registered, and under common control of the same broker-dealer. Promising to provide services that a person is not qualified to or capable of performing, or to offer services one is not likely to or has no intention of performing. Executing transactions in a margin account or hypothecating client securities without promptly obtaining a properly executed margin and hypothecation agreement. Falsifying market quotations to knowingly give an inaccurate price quote on a security is unethical. Offering to buy or sell a security at a stated price if not prepared to do so. A market maker who posts a bid and ask price is obligated to honor that price for at least 100 shares. To post a price and refuse to fill an order at that price is called backing away and is not acceptable. Falsifying earnings. Making false statements about earnings, dividends, or interest paid or to be paid is unethical. Falsifying commissions or markups on transactions. The amount of commission or markup charge must be disclosed on the confirmation of the trade. Deliberately omitting or misstating material fact. Accepting orders on behalf of a customer from another party who does not have written third-party trading authorization. Deliberately failing to follow a customer's instructions or withholding customer orders. Insider trading. Agents and IARs may not use material non-public information to profit or to avoid loss. It is also unacceptable to pass on such information to another party. If an agent or IAR is in possession of inside information, they should notify their supervisor. Broker-dealers and investment advisors must establish, maintain, and enforce written policies and procedures reasonably designed to prevent the misuse of material non-public information. Shadowing. A person may be guilty of shadowing even when not in possession of inside information. If an agent or IAR were to buy or sell a security after a client who may be acting on inside information bought or sold the same security. For example, an agent receives an order from a client to buy a substantial amount of stock in a pharmaceutical company. The agent, acting on no more than an assumption that the client knows something, buys the same stock in his own account. Commingling of funds. Client assets may not be commingled with assets of a broker-dealer or investment advisor. An agent or IAR may not share in the profit or losses of an account unless they have written permission from the client, they have written permission from the broker-dealer or investment advisor they represent, and they only share in the account to the extent of their contribution to the account. Borrowing from clients is prohibited unless the client is a financial institution in the business of loaning funds. It is also prohibited for an agent or investment advisor representative to loan funds to a client. This is an accurate statement for the purpose of this exam. If you have already taken the Series 6 or Series 7 exam, you know there are exceptions to this rule. Telling a client that a security has been approved. When a security is registered, neither the SEC nor the State Securities Administrator approve it in any way. Registration merely clears the issue for sale. In fact, the following verbiage is required on the front page of every prospectus. These securities have not been approved or disapproved by the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor has the Commission passed upon the accuracy or adequacy of this prospectus. Any representation to the contrary is a criminal offense. To imply that a security is safer because it is registered or will outperform an unregistered security, or to state that it has been approved is a violation of the Uniform Securities Act. Exercising discretion without authorization to do so. A discretionary power allows an agent or IAR to buy and sell securities without prior approval of the account holder. Discretionary authority must be in writing before an agent may exercise discretion over client funds, and within 10 days of first using discretion for IARs. If a client instructs amount and security, discretionary power is not required. The agent or IAR may choose the time and price. Failing to reply to a client's complaint. A complaint is defined as any written grievance. when a complaint directed to a broker-dealer, investment advisor, agent, or IAR is received, it must be responded to in writing. Failing or refusing to furnish information to which a customer is entitled. For example, statement of additional information, annual financial statements, part 2 of form ADV, trade confirmations, etc. Using advertising or sales presentations in such a fashion to be deceptive or misleading. Failing to disclose that a broker-dealer is controlled by, has a controlling interest in, is affiliated with, or is under common control of the issuer of any security before entering into a contract with a customer to purchase or sell such security. Not disclosing a potential conflict of interest. Misrepresentation of qualifications. Claiming to have a credential and not have it, or to use a credential that does not exist, is to imply one is more qualified than they are. Charging unreasonable advisory fees, or charging an advisory fee when a commission will be received for executing securities transactions pursuant to such advice. Investment advisors cannot be compensated based on appreciation or capital gains of an account. The three acceptable compensation arrangements, for purpose of the exam, for investment advisors are 1. A flat fee, 2. Percentage of assets under management, 3. A wrap fee, which is an all-encompassing fee for advice and transactions processed in association with that advice. Disclosure of confidential client information. Disclosing the identity, affairs, or investments of any client is only acceptable if required by law or consented to in writing by the client. Entering into, extending, renewing, substantially changing, or assigning an investment advisory contract without written permission of the client. Failing to make a bona fide public offering. And recommending tax-advantaged securities, accounts, or strategies to clients in low income tax brackets.